welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, what kinds of clubs are you in at school? Are you part of a music club or a sports team? How much time do you spend doing those activities? The title of our lesson today is Extracurricular Activities. That's right, extracurricular activities. For many Asians I know, classwork and homework is the most important thing, and anything else doesn't matter because it won't help you get into a university. But in our lesson today, we'll learn about how school life is more than just homework. That's right, school life is more than just homework. So what else should you do? Well, let's find out. Go on.
Extracurricular activities. School life is more than just homework. What do you do in your free time? Free time is so highly valued in America that my school day ended at 2:30 p.m. After school, I would spend about 30 minutes doing all of my homework. Then I would lie on the couch, stuff my face with chips, and watch TV for hours. That was my daily schedule before I joined some extracurricular activities. Extracurricular activities aren't a part of the regular curriculum. Before and after school, students can participate in a wide range of activities.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 extracurricular 这个形容词 ，extra 这个字首是指超过 ，cur 这个字根有运行的意思，所以 extracurricular 是指课外的。所以它的重音是在 ri 这个音节，念成 extracurricular。例如 ，Theo participated in many extracurricular activities, including sports teams and choir。Theo 参与了许多课外活动，包括运动类的队伍以及合唱团。或者是 Josh knows how to balance his studies and extracurricular interests. Josh 知道如何在课业和课外的兴趣中取得平衡。继续我们看 curriculum 这个名词。Curriculum 在这里是指学校的全部课程。例如 The school board is revising their curriculum to better meet the needs of students.学校的委员会正在更新课程，以期更能切合学生的需求。或者是 All public schools are required to teach the national curriculum. 所有的公立学校都被要求要按照政府公定的课程教学。Curriculum 也指某一科的课程。例如 The ESL curriculum of the school is creative and fun. 这个学校的 ESL 课程既有创意又很有趣。
Yeah, so I mean, when I was in high school, mm-hmm. and even in middle school,
yes.
we had extracurricular activities.
Oh, that's really cool. Like yeah. what? What were you involved with?
Well, a lot of my friends were involved in sports like soccer or mm-hmm. basketball. I was always involved in drama or theater.
Mm-hmm. Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, I was in a play in junior high school called The Attack of the Giant Grasshoppers.
Were you one of the grasshoppers?
Yeah, I was captain. I think I was the captain of the grasshoppers. That was pretty cool.
That's really cool. So what other extracurricular activities have you been involved with?
Well, in high school, I also was on the basketball team. We had the varsity, mm-hmm. which was the best, junior varsity, which was second best, and they created a third team for the rest of us who wanted to play basketball. I was on that team. We were the third best.
Awesome, Gabe. Awesome. I can't wait until we play a game of basketball. Maybe I'll actually win.
Yeah, you might. So what extracurricular activities were you involved in?
Well, when I was in middle school, I was involved with a swim team. Huh? Swimming was my life during that period of time. And then when I moved to high school, I was involved with Irish dancing, and I also joined a debate team.
Yes.
Yes. Those were to very fun extracurricular activities.
Well, friends, you've heard us use this phrase a lot. It's the title of our lesson, extracurricular activities. Now, you see this word curriculum in this section. That is 基础课. It's the classes that you need to take in the course of a semester. It's the planned classes that your teachers have prepared for you. Extracurricular, that word extra often means outside. So it's outside of the curriculum. Outside of the curriculum, activities like basketball or the debate team or drama and theater, these are all extracurricular activities.
Exactly. So these are activities that are not required by the school, but you can participate in just for fun. Well, we read here, school life is more than just homework. Sometimes people might think, oh, school, homework, homework and more homework. But Jocelyn, the author, is saying that school life back in the States is actually more than just doing lots of homework.
Right. So if American students think about school life, they don't just think about their classes and the homework they have to do. They also think about the clubs that they're involved in. And maybe you do too. I know several of you are involved in maybe music clubs, like you have a guitar club, or you're part of a band, or you play badminton with others, right? Those are different kinds of extracurricular activities. So school life is more than just homework. You could use this phrase to talk about other things. Mm-hmm. Studio classroom is more than just an English lesson. We learn about many different interesting things.
Exactly. And you know the game Scrabble? Mm-hmm. I love that game. It's a fun game, but it's more than just a game. You should look this game up. Basically, the way it works is you have to find all these different words, and then you have to put them on this board and try to make more words. It's actually a very educational experience.
Yes, it's more than just a game. Friends, we continue here. What do you do in your free time? Free time is so highly valued in America that my school day ended at 2:30 p.m. Wow, that's early, 2:30 p.m.
That's very early, actually.
My high school ended at 3:10.
Well, that's early, too.
But a lot of schools in Taiwan end at like 5 or maybe even 6.
And then a lot of students have to go to school after school.
Oh, cram school.
Cram school. Well, anyway, after school, I would spend about 30 minutes doing all of my homework. Then I would lie on the couch, stuff my face with chips, and watch TV for hours.
Yes. I have been waiting for this moment.
Okay, but are you stuffing your face with chips?
That I am, Rebecca, because that's what our lesson talks about, stuffing your face with chips. This guy is stuffing his face with popcorn. I'm stuffing my face with chips.
Well, Gabe, are you going to share one of your chips with me?
Yeah, here's a small one for you.
Gabe, thank you. Well, anyway, friends, you see this phrase right here on the screen, to stuff one's face with something. That just means that you're eating a lot of that. So you can stuff your face with chips, popcorn. You can even stuff your face with dumplings, pizza, and French fries.
Oh. Rebecca? I'm sorry, but one chip is not enough. You can't stuff your face with one chip. You need more chips. Here, stuff your face.
So it's like this.
Oh, yeah.
Eating all these chips like this.
Put a whole bunch of them in your mouth at one time. This is a fun phrase to use, friends. You could just say, oh, I'm eating chips. Or if you're eating a lot of them, say, man, I'm just stuffing my face with chips. Well, we're learning more about extracurricular activities. And here's a question for you. The more people participate in sports or in other kinds of clubs. Think about that. But right now it is time for us to join Luke and Ken in
the Info Cloud.
Stuff our faces.
Let's eat some more chips.
Hello, friends. If you've ever been to the U.S., you must have seen or even been to a drive-thru, which is very common in America.
Well, friends, if you don't know what we're talking about, a drive-thru is basically a service that you can drive your car through. It allows you to purchase things and run errands without having to leave your car.
Right. This type of service is most commonly found in fast food restaurants, but you'll also find drive-thrus in banks, post offices, pharmacies, coffee shops, even funeral homes.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Well, at a drive-thru restaurant, drivers can order from a large menu outside through an intercom, and then proceed to pay and receive their food from a window ahead. The entire process is quick and efficient, taking anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes to complete your order.
And the best part is you never have to leave your car. For Americans who rely heavily on driving a car to get around, the drive-thru has become quite an essential part of their culture.
Now, you'll notice the name drive-thru is commonly spelled with the informal T-H-R-U because it takes up less space on a sign. But if you're writing an essay or a school report, be sure to still use the formal way of spelling through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
在美国你会看到许多在亚洲很少见到的东西，其中之一就是 drive-thru。它字面上的意思是开车通过，也就是不用下车的意思。它的中文名称叫做得来速。在有 drive-thru 的速食店，顾客在点餐的过程中不需要下车，只要透过一个 intercom 对讲机点餐，然后将车子开到窗口付费取餐。在美国除了速食店，还有邮局、药妆店、咖啡馆，甚至 funeral home 殡仪馆都有可能设置 drive-thru。 这也反映出美国人的开车文化。要注意 drive-thru 的 through 是拼 T-H-R-U， 这个呢是为了节省看板的空间，但我们写文章时还是要记得 through 的标准拼法 T-H-R-O-U-G-H。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次明关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning about extracurricular activities. Did you know that according to a survey done not too long ago, 57% of kids between the age of 6 and 17 participate in at least one extracurricular activity. And they're more likely to participate in some kind of a sport than other club like music or dance. Well, we're learning with Jocelyn Sun about her extracurricular activities. What kind did she participate in? Let's find out.
Extracurricular activities. At my school, there are 10 performing arts groups, 20 sports teams, and more than 100 clubs. I join the orchestra, the debate team, and the crocheting club. I also join the crew team, so I went to Baltimore every afternoon for rowing practice instead of being a couch potato. Participating in extracurricular activities is not required. However, American college admissions officers expect to see both good grades and involvement in several extracurricular activities on an application. Thus, students strive to get involved in as many activities as possible. I think I did that.
OK， 接下来我们看 admission 这个名词。admission 在这里是指入学或入院，或者是进入某个场地或机构。例如 ,the university's admissions office will send out the acceptance letters next week. 这所大学的招生入学办公室下周会把入学许可寄出。或者是 the patient's condition requires instant hospital admission. 这位病人的状况需要立即住院。如果要说明进入哪里的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,applicants will be notified of their admission to the school next month. 申请人会于下个月收到是否准许入学的通知。 最后我们看 strive 这个动词 strive 是指努力奋斗或者是力争它是一个不及物动词所以如果要说明争取什么事物的话要用 for 这个介系词例如 Raymond strives for his parents' approval by getting good grades Raymond 用得到好成绩来赢得父母的肯定如果是努力奋斗去做某件事的话是用 to 这个不定词例如 the family has been striving to keep their family business 这个家庭一直为保住家族事业在奋斗 And now let's get back to our teachers
Well now we're going to learn about some of the extracurricular activities that Jocelyn was a part of So we read at my school there are 10 performing arts groups 20 sports teams and more than 100 clubs I joined the orchestrathe debate team, and the crocheting club. That's so cool. Jocelyn and I have something in common.
Yes.
We were both part of the
debate team. Oh.
Awesome.
I would love to see you two debate about something.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder who would win.
But you know, Gabe, I think you could join the debate team too. You like to debate.
You're right about that. I do enjoy a good argument. Well, friends, you see this word on the screen, crocheting.Now, that is in our lesson, Jocelyn joined the crocheting club. This is an interesting word. You see that the T is not pronounced. You don't say crochet, we say crochet. A lot of French words are like this, right? Like ballet. Ballet is a kind of performing art, but you don't pronounce the T at the end of that word. Well, crocheting is the same way. Now, what exactly is crocheting?
Now, crocheting involves yarn, which of course is a very important material, and two hooks.
Two hooks.
Yes. So you need the two hooks. Yes. Uh-huh. Just like this. Actually, I was wrong. I was thinking of knitting. You only need one hook for crocheting.
Oh, so there are different kinds of activities that are kind of related, like knitting, like Rebecca just mentioned, crocheting,cross-stitching. Rebecca, you like to cross-stitch, right?
I love to cross-stitch. And that is also different because it doesn't use yarn, but it is another type of art. It uses thread and then, of course, a needle. And then you put this beautiful picture on a special type of material.
And all of these activities are different. They're slightly different from each other, so there's a different name for them, right? Cross-stitching. Here we're learning about crocheting. Jocelyn was part of a crocheting club.And she also joined the crew team. Now, crew could mean many things. When I think of a crew, for our Christmas rallies, there's always a sound crew. There are lots of people that get there to set up the sound and the equipment for our programs. But if you're talking about a crew team at a school, that's talking about this group of people who are rowing boats.
I think that sounds like a really cool hobby. You probably get a really good workout and have to have really strong arms in order to be a part of the crew team. So anyway, she says, so I went to Baltimore every afternoon for rowing practice instead of being a couch potato.
Couch potato. I still have some more potato chips.
Oh, Gabe, don't you go anywhere. You get back to your spot.
I get back to my spot.
No, we're not talking about eating potato chips. We are not couch potatoes. Couch potatoes are people who sit on their couch and do nothing but stuff their face with potato chips and other things.
And watch TV.
And we're not going to do that right now.
Hey, they're watching. Are you a couch potato right now?
Well, no, Gabe. They're learning something from us. So, no, you are not a couch potato.
Oh, that's different.
Yes, very different. Well, continuing on, we read, participating in extracurricular activities is not required. However, American college admissions officers expect to see both good grades and involvement in several extracurricular activities on an application. So they're very important.
Okay, so universities don't just look at your grades or your grade point average, your GPA. They also look at what extracurricular activities you participated in. We continue here, thus, therefore, students strive to get involved in as many activities as possible. If you strive to do something, that means you're spending a lot of energy and effort doing something.
So let's think of some other ways that you can use this phrase to strive to do something.
Yeah.
Well, my sister, Melody, she strives to keep her room very clean.
Oh, so her room must be very clean.
It actually really is.
Well, good job, Melody. Her striving paid off. I know a lot of people who strive hard to get a promotion at work. And I think it's good to strive to do the best that you can do, whatever you're doing. And we read here that you get involved in as many activities as possible, as many something as possible. So you could maybe do as many things as possible.
Exactly. Well, you know something? I love to eat fruits and vegetables. And
yes.
So each day, I try to eat as many different fruits as possible.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Friends, you could say the opposite. You could use the word few, as few as possible. I try to make as few mistakes as possible. Friends, right now it is time for a review skit.
Yes.
I try to be in front as often as possible.
Hey, honey, how was school?
Fine.
Did you do your homework?
Yes.
Well, good for you. So, what's your plan this afternoon?
The same as usual. I'll eat chips and watch TV.
Why do you waste your time like this?
Because there's nothing better to do.
There's plenty of better things you can do. Your school offers lots of clubs and activities. Why aren't you involved?
Well,
you can learn an instrument and join the school orchestra.
I'm not interested.
Oh, you could learn to crochet.
That's for grandmas.
You could join the debate team.
I don't think so.
Or join a sports team. You could use the exercise.
Well, sports team, crew club might be fun. They go to the river every afternoon and practice rowing.
Well, why not give it a try?
But extracurricular activities aren't required.
Right. They're extra, but fun. And a great way to meet people.
And make new friends.
Exactly. And besides, admission officers look for things like that on college applications.
That's a good point. Okay, no more couch potato. From now on, I'll strive to get involved.
Well, that's my girl. So, what's on TV?
Gabe, why are you stuffing your face with chips?
This is my extracurricular activity.
Well, friends, don't learn from this example. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.